Fury, that's the word in the huge headline on the front page of the Irish Daily Mail. When you read the story, you learn that the fury is over a crab salad. The paper reports that there's fury over Leo Varadkar having a crab salad upstairs in a Washington hotel rather than a big lunch downstairs with high-level executives from multinationals which employ thousands in Ireland. The Mail says that although the Taoiseach met the executives at a formal meeting, lunch is where the real business is done. The paper does say that while Leo Varadkar was eating his crab salad, he was doing government work from back home. Food and politics in the Irish Examiner, which has a headline saying that Eamon Ryan would have to go vegetarian for 7 years to mitigate the emissions from his St. Patrick's Day flights to Asia. On the same story, the Irish Daily Mirror tells us that when it comes to ministers' emissions, Charlie McConnellogue's business class trip to New Zealand is the worst. His flights will emit more than an average home and family car do in a whole year. Back home, the much-trumpeted ban on drink sales tomorrow in Dublin city centre is not quite that. The Irish Times reports that publicans say they won't comply with the ban because it's voluntary and St. Patrick's Day is a very important trading day for them. The paper quotes a senior Garda who said that the ban on alcohol sales is significant in making the day enjoyable for everyone. The Gardaí and St. Patrick's Day in Dublin appear in the Mail, where the paper says that tomorrow, undercover guards are going to be dressing up in leprechaun costumes to crack down on open cocaine use. And dressing down tomorrow is mentioned in the Irish Sun, which tells us that the Irish Naturist Association will be holding a patriotic swim at the beach in Gormanston, County Meath, where the only thing they'll be wearing is green paint. On patriotism, that St. Patrick's Day message from President Michael D. Higgins is reported on in the Irish Independent. The paper highlights his condemnation of the growing tide of racism and poisonous xenophobia. In the Irish Daily Star, we read that Gardaí have arrested a woman on suspicion of making a false allegation that a gang of foreign men tried to sexually assault her. This follows claims on social media that a woman had been attacked in a park in Dungarvan last month. The Irish Examiner carries the news that most deportation orders from this country are not enacted. The Examiner says a discussion paper from the Department of Justice notes that deportations are not always straightforward and that some may be painful. Another big story in the papers today is the banking crisis. The Examiner says the European Central Bank is between a rock and a hard place over whether to increase interest rates this lunchtime. The Irish Times quotes Leo Varadkar saying Irish banks are stable. While on the opposite page, in her column, Carolyn Lillington is scathing about the Silicon Valley Bank affair. She writes that big-name venture capitalists put their money into the bank and some even sat on the board and still missed the lack of adequate risk management. She goes on, "The bank's collapse pulls back the curtain on the ridiculous hypocrisies and false narratives of the tech sector. That myth of rugged entrepreneurial and corporate individualism until a bailout is needed."